Former President Donald Trump focused on inflation at his rally in Waukesha. It's Thursday, May 2nd. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Hope Kerwin. Coming up, police officers shot and killed an armed student outside of Mount Horeb Middle School yesterday, possibly preventing a school shooting. And the federal government is recommending easing restrictions on marijuana. But Wisconsin supporters of legalization aren't expecting local changes anytime soon. Rich Kramer will have more. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Former President Donald Trump hammered President Joe Biden's economic record at a Waukesha rally yesterday. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the visit coincides with a break in Trump's criminal trial in New York.
Trump largely focused his criticism on inflation rates and said he'd overturn signature Biden policy achievements like the Inflation Reduction Act.
On day one of my new administration, we're going to throw out Bidenomics and we're going to replace it with Maganomics, Maganomics.
He also attacked the pro-Palestinian student encampment movement on college campuses, and he said that he would seal the border and deport undocumented immigrants. The visit comes a day after Trump was fined $9,000 for violating a gag order in his criminal trial in New York. That's related to alleged hush money payments made to an adult film actress during his 2016 campaign. He is due back in court tomorrow. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison have returned to the campus's Library Mall as part of a pro-Palestinian protest. Police cleared a tent encampment on the mall yesterday morning and arrested 34 people. A number of protesters and four police officers were injured. Channel 3000 reports the protest has remained peaceful since the camp's return. Leaders in Mount Horeb say police saved lives yesterday when they shot and killed a student who was outside of the district's middle school with a gun. At a press conference, State Attorney General Josh Call said the student never entered the school building and no one else was hurt. Many students were locked down inside the school into the evening as police investigated. Call said multiple police officers were involved but did not release further information about the incident. District Superintendent Steve Salerno says it could have been a far worse tragedy.
It's an experience that you just pray to God every day that you don't ever have to enter into. Today, we were called upon, our staff, these amazing professionals around the table were called upon to act, and they did so.
Schools in Mount Horeb are open today for students and staff who need support. The federal government is recommending easing restrictions on marijuana, but Rich Kramer reports Wisconsin supporters of legalization aren't expecting any sudden changes in Wisconsin.
The U.S. Department of Justice recommended shifting marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 3. That means instead of being grouped with things like heroin or LSD, pot would find itself among substances like ketamine and Tylenol with codeine. It would be a major change in federal policy, but Wisconsin Cannabis Activist Network Director Jay Selthoffner says it wouldn't have any bearing on legalization in the state.
What I think it would do is it's going to open up cannabis research on a federal basis with the less restrictive classification schedule that it's in.
Republican state lawmakers strongly oppose legalizing recreational marijuana, and they reached an impasse on a medical pot bill this year. A Marquette University Law School poll in January found a majority of voters support both. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Northland College in Ashland announced yesterday it will remain open after changing its curriculum and operations to keep the campus going. In March, Northland leaders announced they needed to raise $12 million within weeks to avoid closure. The chair of Northland's board says they feel fortunate the college will continue operating amid declining enrollment and rising costs. Northland is moving forward with a pared-down curriculum of 8 majors. The college says changes will result in about $7 million in savings. The school also drew in millions of dollars in donations to address its financial shortfall. Associate Professor Angela Stroud says she's happy the campus will remain open.
We know that there are going to be cuts. We shrunk our curriculum significantly to match a smaller student body.
Stroud says more than a dozen faculty will be cut as the college seeks to enroll about 400 students. That's down from around 500. Fewer Wisconsin high school seniors have completed the form determining how much college financial aid they're eligible for. According to the National College Attainment Network, the completion rate for the state is down 27% compared to this time last year. The free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, came out 3 months late and has had technical problems ever since. Many submitted forms have to be reprocessed or corrected. Other students have grown frustrated or intimidated and have given up on the form. Nick Hillman studies education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says the problems with the FAFSA highlight economic inequality because filers tend to have the greatest need.
If FAFSA, you know, these FAFSA challenges end up getting in the way of people pursuing higher education, then that just, could potentially limit access and affordability.
Completion rates have risen in the last few weeks. Still, experts predict colleges will see enrollment declines. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm Hope Kerwin, in for Alex Crow. Our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you back here tomorrow.